Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone. It is Kim Kardashian West's 40th birthday, and we are kicking off the party right here, right now on Daily Pop. Justin is out today, so Morgan and I are joined by Keisha Knight Pulliam. Oh, she's an actress, a kick-ass mom, and, of course, you know her from House of Pain and as Rudy from The Cosby Show. Keisha, we are so happy you're joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have so much to get to today. We're going to be celebrating throughout the entire show. You're going to hear from Kim's famous family. We're going to be breaking down Kim's most shocking moments, and we cannot talk about Kim without talking about fashion. They go hand in hand. The celebration is going on all day here on E! With a Keeping Up with the Kardashians marathon and Kim's 40th birthday special that airs tonight at 10 p.m. But first, Kim has always been an open book, and she's made plenty of surprising confessions along the way. Watch this.
You should just be who you are and say what you want.
Entrepreneur, makeup mogul, wife, mother, and all-around boss.
I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Kim K. West confessed,
Kim Kanye!
There isn't anything she's afraid to do. In her mind, she has done it all. And her crazy confessions don't stop there.
I love it.
During a live stream Q&A, Kim admitted she's a proud member of the Mile High Club. She once had sex in a public movie theater. She goes commando almost all of the time.
Wait, TMI.
And she still owns those $75,000 diamond earrings that made her totally lose it.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry, my diamond earrings.
We know Kim has been working on getting her law degree, but it sounds like she's mixing a little business with pleasure. In a new questionnaire for E!, she revealed she likes a shot of tequila with a lemonade chaser when she studies.
Life is about being happy.
And when she's not hitting the books, she's hitting the gym. Her morning ritual includes a 5:50 a.m. start time to work up a sweat. Obviously, all that hard work has done a body good.
It's not easy at all.
But it's not all work and no play. Her favorite thing to do during her downtime? Text people with lots of glitter sparkle emojis. You could probably guess who she's in contact with most.
Family first, no matter what.
Kimmy also confessed she likes to treat herself to a little TV, but the mom of four's go-to guilty pleasures aren't exactly what you'd expect.
I need your help.
Help.
MTV's Catfish is at the top of her list, or she likes to unwind with some hoarders on A&E.
Holy crap.
Other crazy Kim confessions?
You know, everything is always so public.
She claims her hidden talent is smelling cavities. And there's one celebrity whose beauty left her starstruck. No need to share. Kim loves you. She's proved it over and over and over again.
It's just a vibe.
And the confessions don't stop there. Kim told People she has models try on her clothes so she can plan outfits in advance. And she spray tans her scalp so her middle part has that extra glow. Oh, that's a good tip.
Ooh, wow.
Okay, we've all been watching Kim for years. Morgan, do you have a favorite Kim moment?
Oh, my God. This is, like, the hardest question I've been asked all year. You know, our producers brought this up yesterday. I'm like, how am I going to choose? But I think it has to be, and I know, Carissa, we fight over this, but it has to be when she's taking selfies when Khloé is on the way to jail. Like, that's just most iconic Kim to me. It is. It never gets old. It's so delusional, and it's just amazing in why we fell in love with her in the first place.
It's the best. That's definitely one of my top ones. Keisha, what about you?
Okay, I'm gonna go on the other end of the spectrum. You know, Kim has been doing things for a long time, but, you know, I have to say it's all of the work that she's been doing to get convicted felons out of prison. You know, the fact that she's kind of taken a completely different turn and really helped use her platform to affect people's lives in a positive way.
100%. That's a really huge one. And I'm going to bring it back to something a lot more superficial again.
Yep. There you go.
My favorite moment is when we just saw in that lovely package, Kim crying over her diamond earrings. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, girls, I relate. If I had $75,000 diamond earrings and I lost one, that's probably exactly how I would react.
Same. I'm not mad, but you gotta insure your jewels, though. You have to insure your diamonds.
Right? Insure those jewels. All right, well, Kim's fashion has changed so much over the years, so we're gonna go deep into the archives. Take a look at Kim's style evolution.
Ooh.
Kimberly, KimBerly Kardashian, KardaShian.
You look very nice. What are you wearing?
Thank you. I'm wearing Gucci and Jimmy Choo shoes and a Louis Vuitton bag. Mix it up a little bit.
Kim's style started out young and fun, experimenting with different designers.
I'm wearing a Gucci skirt and a La Perla top.
Kim, why are you
here, please? Hervé Léger. And Giuseppe Zanotti shoes.
I want to find something that is young and fun and fresh, but still, you know, classy and conservative. This is my favorite.
Really sweet.
She transformed into a sophisticated lady setting the trends.
Zac Posen and Christian Louboutin heels. I'm wearing Alaya and Lorraine Schwartz. I'm wearing a custom gown, and I'm wearing our Kardashian collection leggings that I had him put this big waistband in to do me a favor. Lon Vaughn and Max Mara.
When she became a parent, this hot mama put her curves front and center.
This is Jean-Paul Gaultier, and I love how sparkly it is, and you know, I love it. I just wanted to really go for it and be kind of like a robot, a blingy, sexy robot.
I'm wearing a dress from Revolve. I know it's like long sleeve and it's hot out here, but whatever looks good.
Who is this dress by?
Rick Owens. Oh. He made this for me and I love it.
Kim, you look great. Who are you wearing?
Versace.
Who are we wearing this evening, Kim?
I'm wearing Vivian Westwood.
Now, Kim's style has become so iconic, we're calling it the Kim Effect.
This is the first time in 20 years that Mr. Mugler has designed for the House of Terry Mugler. So to come and design this gown for me is such an honor.
I'm wearing a Skims bodysuit, which is like our basics. So I just had a little leather skirt made that kind of matched it so I could be all nude today.
I just love all the, you know, I had this made. I'm like, gosh, Kim, everything Kim wears is completely custom.
That was a true evolution. I mean, we really started from the bottom there. And then she was like, I'm in Alaya, and then I'm in Max Mara. Like, that was really from the beginning to the end. I enjoyed that.
True story. The first time I met Kim, she had a Juicy Couture tracksuit on. So, yes.
Oh, that's iconic.
Taking it back.
Wait, do you remember what color it was?
It was blue randomly. I don't know why I remember. I remember because I actually had the same one. I wasn't wearing it at the same time, but I also had the blue Juicy Couture tracksuit.
So was this? How old were you whenever like you met her? Oh. And she, were you guys young?
Yeah, we
how
were
many years
really
ago? Not how old?
Yeah, well, that's what I meant.
It was
like,
a lot
sorry.
Of years because I'd have to say, what was that? Oh, at this point, 15 plus years ago, telling my age.
Wow.
But yeah. There was a mutual friend who we know I'm not going to give all the business to that had a situation, had an allergic reaction, was at the hospital. And I met her in this person's hospital many moons ago.
Wow.
It's like close quarters all of a sudden. Well, that's really cool. And that's so funny. She was wearing a Juicy Couture suit. You're like, no, like for real. She wore those all the time back then. All right. Well, let's talk about some of Kim's other looks over the years. First, we're going to throw it all the way back to 2006. Here's Kim looking very sweet at the premiere of Entourage.
Wow.
I mean, that's so
angelic.
You would never see her wear something like that today. Ever.
It's also just crazy how long she's been. I don't think I realized how long she's been famous. I knew how long the show had been around, but these images, I feel like, predate the show, some of them. So,
you know, sometimes, though, people go back and find the images once you become famous. So I don't think she was at the height of her stardom or people knowing her then, but she was still on the
scene. Right.
you know, she still was with Paris Hilton. And, you know, if you look at her whole trajectory.
Right.
Okay, what about Kim in 2010? We got her in a white Marquesa gown at the Emmys.
Yeah.
This is pretty. It's very prom, it's right? Doesn't it kind of give a prom vibe? I like it.
Yeah,
though. I could see that.
I mean, it's just reminding me of 2010, right? Like, I wouldn't want to see it today, but in 2010, we thought that was really pretty.
I mean, there's some pictures floating to me out there. I'm sure I don't want to see them today. the choices you make in fashion 20 years ago.
Oh, I know, right? 100%. Okay, well, cannot forget about this Met Gala look from 2013. Kim was about a month away from giving birth to Northwest.
I love this
because being pregnant and trying to dress for a red carpet, man, it is not easy.
Not at all.
And it's so hard to figure out what's the best look for your body and what fits you right. And, I mean, luckily Kim is able to get things custom made, but, yeah, I was not. So that was a challenge.
Man.
Yeah, it's hard getting dressed pregnant without even a red carpet. It's just there's just those, the proportions shift so much. I love this. I thought it was edgy and cool and different and not trying too hard to be. So, and she looked comfortable, so I liked it.
You know.
Okay.
What I'm not sure. That wasn't
like
my favorite.
She's not into it.
That wasn't my favorite, but I do, you know, give her a pass because I know what it is to try to get dressed pregnant. And, you know, you may have the dress fitting one day and then the next day you're swollen because it's Tuesday.
Totally.
So I give her 100%. A pass.
100%. Yeah, I've ran into that problem many a times whenever I was pregnant. All right, you guys, our all-out celebration of Kim's 40th birthday rolls on. Up next, exclusive details on how her family is making today one that she's never going to forget.
Yay.
Plus, can you believe Kim was ever nervous in front of the camera? I actually cannot believe that. We're going to dive into our very first interview with her before she was famous. And she's asking the question, can you still post sexy photos after 40? Well, this discuss it all next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy birthday, Kim. I can't believe you're 40. And I can't do this without crying. Happy birthday, Kim. I can't believe you're 40 years old. I don't think I can do it. Okay. You're my whole heart. You're my whole world. And I'm so proud of you and everything that you do for all of us. It's going to be the dumbest video.
Oh. Oh my gosh. She was having like an emotional moment there. That was a special birthday shout out from Kris Jenner for her daughter, Kim. It's Kim Kardashian West's 40th birthday. The party's going on all day here on E! Tonight at 10 p.m., the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim's 40th birthday special is going to be airing. And we've got an exclusive sneak peek. Take a look.
I was so looking forward to my 40th and having like the sickest party. I had Mugler make me this like costume, like one of his metal robot situations, and it was gonna be amazing. I don't think anyone's gonna wanna come because of COVID.
What a heavy ass year.
Yeah. I had all these like dreams and goals for my 40th birthday that can't come true. I had this original 40th birthday party plan. At first I was thinking to like go to Wyoming and have this wild, wild Miss West party and get planes for all my friends. But with COVID, I just don't honestly feel like now is the time to celebrate anything. It's just, I don't know, it doesn't feel like it's right to do that. I think just like turning 40, I'm not freaking out or anything. It's definitely a realization like, holy shit, I'm 40. That's what I just keep thinking, like, holy shit. What happened? How do you act 40?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Right.
That's what I gotta figure out. But it's definitely like, damn, I can't really be posting like too sexy like pics on my Instagram anymore. So I'm like purging and I wanna get it all out.
If you post sexy photos, please drop something that gives me some motivation to wake up and work out.
Oh, please. That is so not true. And Kim is going to be posting sexy photos till she is on her
deathbed. 100. Yeah, I was going to say. Forever.
Yeah, I mean, that's not true, right? We all don't agree with Kim on that. You can post sexy photos after 40.
You can post a sexy photo at 80 if you want to. First of all, it's your prerogative to post a sexy photo whenever you feel good. But Kim Kardashian's not somebody that I think even needs to struggle with the idea of whether or not she's even sexy enough to post a photo. She's really in, things are looking good for Kim. She's fine.
Yeah, and
she
can
do whatever she wants in regard.
And who's to put an age limit on when you stop being sexy? I'm sorry, I just don't
sign
to that. Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Yeah, agreed. Nah.
Well said.
Right, well, before Kim became a style icon, she was organizing her famous friends' closets. Check out our very first, you guys. We dug this back all the way back from 2006. Wow. It's our first interview with Kim when she was a budding stylist and a closet organizer.
We're doing a photo shoot for In Touch magazine. Wait till I look at you or the camera.
Can you believe that Kim Kardashian was ever unsure of what to do in front of the camera? E! First talked with Kim back in 2006 when she was a stylist, closet organizer, and eBay whiz.
I style, I'm Brandy's stylist, and then I do this whole eBay closet stuff. I go to my clients' homes and I help them clean out their closets. And we take whatever they don't want and I sell it for them on eBay. Nicole Richie, Paris Hilton, Brandy, Serena Williams, Cindy Crawford.
We also learned about her first taste of reality fame on The Simple Life.
I'm just gonna be in a few episodes. I'm friends with Nicole and I'm friends with Paris. So I did Paris's closet, so we're gonna show her closet in the show.
But Kim already had bigger plans.
I would totally do a show. You know, I really wanna do some kind of show that shows my life and what I do and my closet stuff, and all of that would be really fun for me because that's so natural.
Of course, we had to see her closet, and gotta say, she always had the skills.
Hi, E. This is a tour of my closet. Everything in my closet has to be color coordinated. My favorite article of clothing is this Louis Vuitton fur coat. In navy, I'm really into navy right now. I'm a juicy couture freak. I wear them every single day, just working, when I'm doing people's closets. They're so comfortable and they're so cute.
Oh man, the juicy couture. Kim's closet has definitely grown since then. She shared some pics on Instagram. It's still very organized and color coordinated, just like huge.
Listen, that is a girl after my own heart. I am like the weird organizational freak. So I appreciate that.
Please come to my house. That's so good. Yeah, I know. That's not easy. I have to get things organized to keep them organized. I can't organize them myself.
Yeah, it's tough. Looking back at that old interview, do you think anyone could have guessed how far she was going to come?
She kind of always was a little bit of a star, though, right? Like, you could just tell there was something there that made you want to kind of know more. But then also, I feel like people are always so quick to dismiss people if they're not at the height of their career. You know, they're like, this girl's never going to be anything. She's never going to make it anywhere. So I'm sure she probably had a lot of doubters. But
yeah.
I feel like she's always been super beautiful. She's always had that sort of quality of, like, I can't figure it out what it is, but there's something about you that I want to know more about. And clearly it paid off.
I don't know. I think that she's definitely had the star quality. However, I don't think anyone could have imagined this, that, you know, the show that's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because this is like otherworldly. Like, there aren't too many people whose entire families have ascended into like just instant fame the way the Kardashians have, and penetrated every piece of the market, from beauty to fashion to television to you name it.
Yeah, true. You're 100% right. I mean,
all of
Kim is going to be someone that she really has changed the game in so many ways. And I really hope she's having a wonderful birthday today.
Me too.
All right, you guys, still to come. Scheduling sex. You for it? You against it? Tia Mori says sex dates with her husband are very important. But what are the major downsides? Then why Shawn Mendes' new romantic confession about Camila Cabello will leave you swooning. Ooh, stay next. Stay next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Happy birthday, Keeks. I love you. You are someone I'm so proud to call a friend, but I get to say you're even more than that. You are my sister. I am so grateful for how close you and I have become over the past couple years. And I remember you would say that when Dad was passing away, that he told you that he didn't have to worry about you. You are amazing. And I love you, and I know Dad is so, so proud.
Aww, these are so sweet. Oh,
this is emotional today, you guys. I can't handle this.
All right, you guys. Well, we're going to turn it a little different subject here. What do y'all think about scheduling sex with your partner? Let's get right into that. Tia Mori just admitted that is something that she and her husband do. Her husband's name is Corey. On the iHeartRadio's What to Expect podcast, she says your priority shifts when you have kids, and it's important to make sure your relationship is not neglected in any kind of way. Keisha, what do you think about scheduling sex?
I think at the end of the day, we all schedule sex in our own way. Granted, we may not put it like in our iPhone, like, hey, sex at 2 today. But in your mind, you have to keep your relationship current, just how you pour into everything else. And I know I do. Like, my child is a ninja. She just is like, shoo! So we have to be a couple steps ahead of her.
You're like, we literally have to make sure we have her blocked into a room, sleeping, watching a movie, something. Listen, so that she's not coming in.
She has to go to Gaga's house. That's what has to happen.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's even better. I think that, you know, Shannon and I are a lot more casual about it. You know, he's definitely not a big fan of scheduling sex by any means, but sometimes I'm like, so tonight? And then we'll be like, yeah, okay. And then that night will happen, and we'll be like, so tomorrow morning?
Yeah. And also, that's a lot to set yourself up for, Carissa. You get up really early in the morning. Like, the morning is a tricky time.
Yeah, 4 a.m. when your alarm clock's at 4 a.m., you're like, okay, after you put the kids to bed and you're like, I've got 5 hours to sleep. I don't know. Let's see.
But who's to say it has to happen at night, though? you know what I mean? You have to work with your schedule.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. You know, Jesse James Decker gave me that tip. She says, you know, afternoon sex is the way to go
with
kids. It's just you got to get it in. You got to get it in when you got a game. Got to get it in. I'm going to move on now. Shawn Mendes wants everyone to know how much he loves Camila Cabello. The trailer for his new Netflix documentary, In Wonder, just dropped, and he's getting very serious about their relationship. Listen to this.
Oh.
My song comes on the radio or something, and I'm like, everything is about you. It's always, they've always been about you. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like, they're all about you. Like, every song I've ever wrote.
That's really nice, I think. Sean seems to be saying he was writing about Camila before they even met. Morgan, do you think that's sweet? Like, if somebody said that to you, would you find that creepy or really sweet?
I mean, before we even met, I just don't know how believable that is. Like, what do you mean? Like, you've written songs about me from seeing me from afar? I don't know. Like, it's definitely romantic, and it's definitely a nice thought to think that that's possible. I would call BS on it, but, you know, I have a colder heart. But if we were dating and together, and we fell in love and you wrote some really good songs that were inspired by me, I'd be really touched by it. But, like, you haven't been writing about me for 3 years, Sean, before you knew who I was. Like, come on.
Well, Jordan's a singer. Does he write songs about you?
I think there's been a few that have been like loosely based on me for sure. Like incidents we've had have inspired lyrics, which is very sweet. But I'm also just not like, it takes a lot for me to be like, oh my God.
You know what I mean? Wait, time out. If he wrote you a song, that would not be an oh my God.
No, that would be. No, if he literally sat me down and said this entire song is for you, I would be really, I would definitely be touched by it. It would be very sweet, but. You know,
was he writing about the woman who he desired to like bring into his experience, or was he really writing about her? because I could see him like from a romantic standpoint.
Thank you.
The point being like, you know, I was writing about the woman that I desired to have and you are her and you're my everything. Then I'd be like, okay, you're not a creep. I get it. That's
true. Yeah. I love hearing this because I have so many sources telling me that Camila was in love with Sean for so many years before they even started dating. Mm-hmm. And so what I love about this is it sounds like the feelings were mutual, right? Like he was actually crushing on her from afar as well. And then they finally just got together and everything felt right.
I'm happy for that.
It's
going well.
Morgan, did you need to give a special shout out to anyone?
Well, I just really quickly wanted, I know that it's Kim Kardashian's birthday on E, but it is Jordan's birthday at home. So I just have to say happy birthday to him. I know, I was like, God, I work for the worst network because your birthday is just about to not exist on this network at all.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jordan and Kim. You know, they both can celebrate today.
You're sharing today.
After the break, if you can't beat them, join them. Jennifer Garner is explaining her surprising secret for handling the paparazzi next.
Happy 40th. I never thought this day would come, but the good news is you don't look 40, and that's all that really matters, right? I'm only kidding. I can't even believe how much you've accomplished over these years. You've surpassed anything I could have dreamed. You are one of the most inspiring women I know. And when you're 80, you'll probably look 40. So that's gonna be even more exciting.
He's the best. That's some birthday love for Kim from Scott Disick. And just like Kim, Jennifer Garner knows all about life surrounded by the paparazzi. Mm-hmm. All right, she tells PBS's Tell Me More with Kelly Corrigan about how the photogs used to run red lights, block her as she was taking her kids to the doctor, and even disrupt her kids' sporting events. But one day, a photographer shifted her thinking.
One of the paparazzi, I just loathe them so much and what they do, but there are a couple of them that have been with me for so long. They've been assigned to me for 15 years. One of them said to me one day, "You don't know how much we love watching you with your children. You don't know how much we respect you." And I just went, because they do know me better than anyone knows me. They go everywhere I go. They see me strap kids into car. They've seen me pregnant. They've seen me at the store. They've seen, you know, I was so taken aback by how much that struck me.
Wow.
Wow.
Keisha, what's your experience with paparazzi been like over the years?
You know, I've definitely had my share with the paparazzi, but gratefully, I've lived outside of LA most of my life. I've had places there and, you know, gone back and forth, but, you know, Atlanta is becoming more of a Hollywood town. And I feel that, you know, you kind of have to embrace it. It's kind of like anything. When you lean in, it doesn't become such a thorn in your side. And also, it's a lot easier, I would say, to, you know, when you are kind to them, for them to be kind back to you. But with kids, I kind of draw the line right there. Like, you know, I've chosen to be famous. I've chosen to be in this lifestyle, but the complete mama bear comes out with me when you fool with my child. So what I would say is they need to respect that a little more, for sure.
Have you ever had like a relationship with a certain paparazzi that you saw them at every single place you turned? Like it was the same one?
Well, in Atlanta, the good thing is I've lived here for 15 years. So now that, you know, we've had that relationship and now that it's becoming such a Hollywood town, there are ones who I definitely know. And I mean, the benefit is like, hey, they take a picture. Let me see the picture right quick. You know, and I think it's a little harder to, you know, be as critical to someone who you kind of like. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill him with kindness.
That's a good, I like that.
Well, that's
a good
approach.
Jennifer also said she avoids almost all news so that she doesn't see headlines about herself. Do you guys, would you have that same discipline?
It's a lot of news to avoid. It's just, that's like, God, I mean, Jen, like, and I love Jen. Like, don't get me wrong. I know that she's an incredibly famous woman. She's had an incredibly famous and well-documented relationship. I don't think she needs to avoid all news outlets at this point. I think she could get past. But bless her for thinking that, I guess. You know, I have a Google alert. Nobody writes anything about me. Well, if they do, it's not nice. So I just try to avoid it. But
yeah,
I think she's I think, you know, I've checked the news recently, and she's, aside from today, it's been light, so she's fine. She can dig into all the news she wants.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Morgan, I don't believe you when you say you avoid it, but that's really sweet of you to say.
No. I don't.
Though. If you keep that, if you try to look for stuff, it will make you crazy, especially when you see things that aren't true. So part of keeping your sanity, I think, yeah. I mean, yes, watch a little, you know, news, because there's a lot going on in this world, so you can't be completely oblivious.
Thank you.
But
right.
You don't have to have a Google alert on yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, moving on. It's a very special day in history, the Back to the Future series. Okay, so we did a little time travel in our archives because today is the day that Michael J. Fox, a.k.a. Marty McFly, travels to the future in Back to the Future Part 2. Mm-hmm.
We're descending toward Hill Valley, California at 4:29 p.m. on Wednesday, October 21st, 2015.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
5 more years into the future as of today, to be exact.
Precisely.
Back to the Future Part 2 came out in 1989 at the height of Michael J. Fox's already successful career, returning him to the role that made him a megastar.
It's a credit to the material that the energy is exactly the same, and it just felt the same, and I didn't think about it too much. The only thing was that my knees hurt a little bit more after the Johnny B. Goode scene this time.
Guess you guys aren't ready for that yet.
So where did Michael see himself in the future?
On a John Deere tractor, spreading fertilizer.
Yeah, I hope.
Tell me my kid, not show business, anything but show business.
He's still acting, with recent roles of The Good Wife and Designated Survivor, to name a few. And besides being a classic, the movie also gave us things we wish we had in the future, like those self-lacing Nikes, and of course...
I need warrior.
Hoverboard.
Wow, oh, hoverboard. I wish we had a hoverboard by now. Come on. That should be a thing.
Don't we?
All right.
Never mind.
They're scooters.
Kidding.
Okay, coming up, Kim Kardashian West isn't the only one celebrating a huge milestone, from the McChicken to an iconic movie twist. We are going to break down other big things in pop culture that are turning 40. Do you remember them all? That's next.
Oh my God, a McChicken? Forget it. I'm so hungry.
Happy birthday, Kimberly. You are such special light in this world. Happy birthday. You get better and sexier with age. I am so proud to be your sister.
So cute. I love these. Okay, Justin couldn't be here with us today, but you know, he could not miss out on Kim's birthday. So he's going to school us on everything else that is turning 40 this year. Take it away, Justin.
Lordy, lordy, this little baby just turned 40.
It's just like so emotional.
And she's not the only one. Let's take a trip back to the year 1980. The legs were warm, the dresses were ruffly, and the hair was big. And I mean big.
I like being Dolly Parton. I can't relate to wanting to be anybody else.
Mickey D's introduced us to the McChicken.
All white breast with chicken.
Pac-Man showed us how to eat ghosts. The Empire struck back with a major plot twist I still can't figure out.
No, I am your father.
Blondie gave us instructions on how to get in touch. And Queen made us reflect on... A lot of happened in 1980. Good thing Merriam-Webster added chill out to the dictionary. Happy 40th birthday, 1980. We love you.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I love that take back. All that happened in 1980.
Oh my God, you had me at McChicken. I literally saw a commercial last night for it, and I've been thinking about it all day. There is nothing better than the McChicken.
Oh my gosh, and just seeing Dolly. Oh, I love Dolly.
She's the best.
I think we're going to have her on Daily Pop soon, by the way.
Wow.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure.
I just watched a documentary on her, and she is iconic and so fabulous. So,
yeah,
love
100%.
Dolly.
All right. Did anything special come out the year you were born? I have no idea.
I don't either.
year I was born.
I guess I did.
Yes, me too.
We all came out.
Special came out.
Which is exciting.
Up next, you guys, it's time to take our Kim quiz. Do you know her middle name?
Oh, wow.
Or where Kanye proposed to her at? We are going to play a little quiz when we come back. Play along with us.
Happy, happy birthday, Kim. Welcome to the 40 Club. From the most exciting to look at, just kidding, but that just had to be a part of this video, obviously. I love you. I'm so proud of you for everything that you've done, for the mother that you are. I love you, and I'm so excited to have 40 more years by your side, and then another 40 more.
You guys think you know everything about Kim Kardashian West? Well, we're going to put that knowledge to the test. Ooh, in my rhyme, in a little trivia game. I'm going to give you guys the questions, and you're going to give me your guess, and we'll reveal the correct answer in a video clip. Keisha, I'm just going to warn you, Carissa's very, very competitive in these games. So just get prepared.
Okay. I'm
it
ready.
It turns into a whole... Yeah. Whole thing. All right, first one. Where did Kanye propose to Kim? Is it A, Kim's house, B, baseball stadium, C, Kanye's fashion show in Paris, or D, Florence, Italy?
B. I know the answer, but it's B, baseball stadium.
B? Okay. Let's see. Who knows?
Yeah, that was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty epic.
You like that? You guys were both right. All right, this one's a little trickier. What is Kim's middle name? Is it A, Mary? Is it B, Nicole? C, Noel? Or D, Alexandra?
Kimberly.
I have no clue. I'm going to go with Noel, but I have no clue.
I am too, actually. I think it is Noel.
All right,
let's
see.
I've heard that before.
Noel is my middle name, and I've always loved that.
Oh my gosh, go us.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kim, we're
that.
Not stalkers, I swear.
Of course I knew that. Whatever. Okay, next one. Kim featured her family in her game Kim Kardashian Hollywood. God, that feels like forever ago. But which sister did not want to participate at first? Was it Courtney, Chloe, Kendall, or Kylie?
Probably,
I remember this.
Probably Courtney. She doesn't really ever want to participate in a lot of things.
Poor Courtney.
Courtney said, no, no, no.
I'm very busy.
Is that okay? What's your guess? What's your guess, Krista?
Oh,
Courtney?
Court.
Okay, let's see.
Courtney did not want to be in the video game for her own reasons because she's just too overexposed busy.
Oh, wow.
My God, we just know everything, don't we? We really, okay. What is the title of Kim's coffee table book? Is it A, Kim Kardashian West, B, KKW, C, Selfish, or D, Bible?
I'm going to go C, Selfish.
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll just go with KKW. I don't know.
All right, let's see.
The book is all about me and pictures of me. I think I just have fun with it.
I know, Preston.
I think I've been working at E too long.
Okay.
That's 100%. What are you talking about? I know all of these answers.
Book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get
Selfish.
That.
Very
That's
clever.
Part of the day.
All right. Last one. Finally, can you name all of Kim's kids? Guys, come on. We could do this.
Yeah.
North, Saint, Chicago, and...
Oh.
Oh, Keisha kind of helped you there.
You know what? I had a small pause.
It was a joint effort.
That was a shared point there, I think.
We did it.
Yay,
we did it. You guys, you both won in my eyes. It was a tricky game. It was hard. I'm glad we got through it.
Gosh, I feel like Kim's like, you guys are creeps.
Yeah.
Bomb through like,
a whole show.
Still ahead, it's all fun and games until you get on Kim's bad side. Just ask her own family. Kim's most savage moments are next.
Happy birthday, Kim. I cannot believe you're 40. You are amazing and you inspire me every single day. Keep it up. You are a rock star.
Gorgeous. All right,
gorgeous.
Kim's got a reputation with her family. The girl is savage. Watch her work that magic in this bonus scene from Keeping Up the Kardashians, Kim's 40th birthday special that's airing tonight at 10 p.m. here on E!
Oh, it is?
Cool. I think this is a really good change.
My heart is a blonde, but
yeah,
needed a little mix-up. If it's not good, you would tell me.
I would. I definitely
That's
would.
For sure.
Let's get right to it and take a look back at Kim using her wonderful set of skills at being an absolute savage.
clothes store?
We just cleaned our store. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. You guys are not good businesswomen. You don't know anything about business.
But then why are you in business with us?
So, you are being a bump on a log. Do you want to take over Dash on your own?
Why? Why wouldn't you just want to all do it? We're about to be making moves. We're building an app so people can shop online. I'm doing a full revamp.
How long is this going to take? 4 years?
Yeah. You move like a slug.
Courtney is out. She will not be at the shoot because she is the one that has the annoying schedule. I need Courtney to not be so annoying with a stick up her ass like she runs this because she doesn't. She's the least exciting to look at.
So I gotta be real with you guys. You look like clowns.
Oh. You look like grandma. 100%.
There is always that one family member who tells it like it is, right? Keisha, are you that person in your family?
No, I'm not that person. I think I do come from a family of very, very loud, outspoken, opinionated people, but we do it more from a standpoint of love. So Kim is definitely savage.
Yeah, she is. I think every single one of us in my family is that person. We are all savage with each other all the time. And I think sometimes it's alarming to others that come in. They're like, wait, aren't you going to be upset? He just said that to you. I'm like, oh, what did he say? Oh, yeah. Whatever. Like, I don't even notice it. Here's one last story before we go. Have you ever fantasized about the things you would do to Idris Elba in the privacy of your own home? That was creepy, guys.
All right.
Well, now you can make it a reality with a very innocent coloring book. Okay, this is Crush and Color. It's their book. It's starring Idris. And if Idris doesn't do it for you, they also have a Jason Momoa, a Keanu Reeves. These are kind of a cute idea. Would you guys buy these coloring books?
The coloring book is having such a moment right now. I feel like everyone's like obsessed with coloring when they feel stressed or they kind of want to zen out or they just want to like do something random. Like, I'm into a coloring book. I don't know if I need Keanu Reeves in my coloring book per se.
Yeah.
But I think it's cute. It's a good idea.
This is the best gift for Christmas for someone who's a big fan of these people.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Because it's a joke, but when you're an adult and you get coloring books, I find myself even doing this with Chase's coloring books. It is very relaxing. And you're like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and color for 10 minutes because this is my sense of de-stressing and just zoning out. And if I, you know, had Idris Elba,
if I had to choose between them, I would choose Idris. However, I do think the whole sexy coloring book thing is a little creepy. I'm sorry. I think it's a little odd, but if I had to choose, I'd go with Idris.
I would
agree with that.
Go-to de-stressor, Keisha.
Man, meditate, woo-saw.
Oh, wow.
That's
it's
a good
hard.
One. What about you, Morgan? What do you do?
Therapy for 2 hours a week. Therapy is a great de-stressor for me. I feel much better after. Even if she doesn't say anything to me, I'm like, it was good to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mine is sleep. Sleep fixes all things for me. Okay, we are out of time, but Kim's birthday celebration has just getting started. Up next is the Keeping Up with the Kardashians marathon featuring Kim's most iconic episodes. Then tonight at 10 p.m. is Kim's 40th birthday special, and the party continues tonight on Nightly Pop at 11. Tomorrow on Daily Pop, we're going to be talking to Nicole Kidman and Kevin Hart. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.